Well, hi there. My name is Todd Christopher. I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM, and you're listening to Issues in Focus. Our guest today is Mary Rosner. She's a public health nurse for Okano County, and we're going to talk again this year about ticks. It's that time of year again. We love to be outside here in Wisconsin, and so, yeah, I got to deal with things like deer ticks and wood ticks, and we're going to talk to Mary about that today. Mary, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Well, let's start by defining the difference between Lyme disease, which many of us have heard about, and there's also anaplasmosis. There's a difference there.
Correct. And we've also have babesiosis and ehrlichiosis, too, that ticks can spread as well. And basically, the difference is the type of bacteria that you get infected with.
Mm.
When we do the testing, they look for what kind of bacteria that you have been exposed to and then prescribe your treatment based on that. So we are seeing more disease. Unfortunately, we've found that Lyme's disease has tripled over the last 15 years.
Mm.
And some of that can be attributed to our milder winters and also improved awareness, better testing and reporting. Deer are kind of a culprit. So when our deer herd is elevated, so is our amount of ticks. What we find, too, is lots of times people will be bit by a tick and they won't even realize it because the deer ticks are small, even the adults. But when we talk about the little teenagers, they're about the size of a poppy seed. We call those nymphs. So being mindful of those. If you've been in the habitat of where ticks like to live and you're noticing some of these symptoms, it's something to consider mentioning to your doctor.
Yeah. So some of us, too, may be unfamiliar with ways to remove ticks. We get them and we're not quite sure what to do. Can you share with us the best ways to remove those ticks?
Sure. So what you want to do is you want to check yourself for ticks when you're spending time outdoors, come inside, take a shower. If you do find a tick on yourself, remove it as soon as possible. Use a little fine-tip tweezers, pull up in an upward motion, steady motion. Don't twist or jerk the tick. Clean this site with rubbing alcohol and soap and water after removing it, and then flush that tick down the toilet. And then watch yourself for symptoms for a month after removing that tick, and consider calling your doctor if you develop symptoms, such as the rash, fever, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, joint pain.
Something else I wanted to bring up, too. I know many of us have dogs.
Exactly. They like to hitchhike in on our furry friends. So one way you can protect yourself is by protecting your pet. So talk to your veterinarian about the different options that you have for tick control for your pet. And other ways you can protect yourself is by wearing light-colored clothing, tucking your pants and your socks to create another barrier when you're outside in brushy areas, using the bug spray with greater than 20% DEET, or spraying your clothes with the permethrin that lasts through several washings, and you use it on the same clothes you use outside, and then do the tick checks on your pets as well and yourself, just as part of your normal routine when you come back from inside.
Yeah.
And then you can tumble dry your clothing on high heat for 10 minutes to kill any ticks that may have come in on your clothing.
Yep.
And one of the myths that's out there is that the ticks will be on trees and kind of drop on you when you're walking through. They actually like to be on the top of the grass, the little higher level grass, and catch you as you're walking by. So if you can be mindful of like the amount of leaf litter that you're walking through, your lawn, the grassy areas, they're kind of keeping things a little bit trimmed up around your house area. That helps a little bit too.
So you've shared a lot of information here, Mary. Is there a resource our listeners can go to if you need more information, maybe reminders of how to deal with deer ticks, all of that this summer?
Sure. They can go to the health services website, dhs.wisconsin.gov/tick, T-I-C-K, or they can actually help out the scientists at UW-Madison that are actually studying the habitat of ticks and how they're spreading in our area.
Hmm.
And there's a special app that you can download, and you can go to the tick app with two P's, .org to learn more about that app and what they're learning about tick habitat and where we're finding them in our state.
We've been chatting with Mary Rosner, who's a public health nurse with Oconee County. Mary, you've given us a lot of great information here. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
My name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WRVM. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.